His older brothers were rough and ran wild, and he had a sister known as a strong, swift runner. Her name was Two-Strike Girl, and she was better than most boys at hunting and fighting. She had to be forced to do things girls normally did, and her mother and grandma had finally given up on her. "I'm dancing the rice this year," Two-Strike Girl told Omakayas right off. That was most often the boy's job, but she had persuaded the rice chief she could do it. Early the next morning, the rice boss blessed the harvest, and Mama set out with Auntie Muskrat, who pulled in back, while Mama used her rice sticks to bend the stalks toward her and knock the rice grains off into the bottom of the boat. That year, although the harvest was not the best, there was rice for everyone and, as always, work that could not be avoided. Omakayas grumbled when Grandma asked her to go pick reeds. "Take Two-Strike Girl with you," she ordered. "Pick enough for two max." So Omakayas and her cousin went to the side of the slough where the flattest reeds grew and used their knives to slice them off below the waterline, bunch after bunch, until they had great bundles that they carried back to camp on their shoulders. "Here," said Two-Strike Girl, dumping hers off. She gathered herself to spring away, but Grandma caught her. "Stay," ordered Grandma. "Help your cousin weave." Two-Strike Girl looked alarmed, then horrified at the idea of doing girls' work. Still, because she was ordered to do it by Grandma, she sat down beside Omakayas and began to weave the reeds into strong, simple mats that they would use to smoke the rice. Even now, the great fire Mama had prepared was burning down to its embers, and as the girls' fingers moved unwillingly, Pinch was just as unwillingly gathering up rotten old pieces of maple wood to use in smoking the rice. When he had gathered several sagging piles of the crumbly maple wood, and when the mats were finished, Omakayas is regular and straight in its weave, and Two-Strike Girl's crooked and gaping, Mama took the mats and set them over the smoking maple fire. Then, on top of the mats, she poured the rice, which began after the mat was properly heated, to give off a most delicate, nutty aroma. Using a rake made from a stick of red willow pulled up by the roots, the two girls took turns turning the rice over and over, smoking and toasting the grains. As the rice cooked, it gathered the taste of the maple. "I can't take this anymore," cried Two-Strike Girl, throwing down the stick. "If I have to work, at least I'm going to have some fun at it." Running over to a bark-lined pit in the ground, she jumped in and began treading rice with a frantic pace that made everyone around her laugh. It was the sight of the impatient Two-Strike Girl dancing the rice that Omakayas would remember long after, in the deep winter of the year. Her face was flushed and thrilled with effort. She was tireless. All day and the next, Two-Strike's legs moved up and down. Her feet, in clean new moccasins, crushed the tough hulls. She never stopped. And all the time her eyes were shining, her white teeth set in a huge grin. Andeg danced up and down with her on a limb above. "Come help me," she called to Omakayas. Jumping to help her cousin, Omakayas felt as proud and bold. The two held hands and stepped high day after day, night after night. Although the family did not return with as much rice as they needed, Omakayas and Two-Strike Girl became such good friends that ever after they called each other sister.